Two key steps have been taken today in the Keystone XL pipeline project. On Capitol Hill, the House of Representatives has approved a bill to authorize construction of the pipeline. 28 Democrats voted with Republicans to support the bill. All Republicans voted for it. The vote happened just hours today after the Nebraska Supreme Court cleared the way for the construction of the Keystone XL pipeline through the state. Michael Regan of Bloomberg News joins us now. Michael, the pipeline review has gone on for more than 6 years, so today there were two big votes. Where do they bring the project now?
Well, the Supreme Court decision in Nebraska clears a major hurdle in that state. Basically, what was going on there was a group of landowners in Nebraska had wanted to challenge a law that gave the governor of the state the authority to dictate the path of the pipeline. And they needed five of the seven judges on their side to do that, and they didn't get that. So now the debate really shifts to Washington. As you said, the House passed a bill today. So the question now becomes really the legalities of whether Congress can pass this or if it's really the president's project to approve. Congress is sort of trying to circumvent what it has previously been the president's authority to approve this. And you know, really, it could end up in more court cases to decide the ultimate who's responsible for approving it.
Okay, right, because the pipeline has to have presidential approval because it would cross the U.S.-Canada border. The Senate is due to take up the issue next week. President Obama has said that he would veto these bills, but he's not necessarily against the pipeline project. Can you explain?
Well, there's been a lot of, you know, one of his main points was that he wanted to wait to see what the Nebraska court decided before he made a decision. He's not in favor of Congress's attempt to sort of bypass the approval process for him. So it's the ball really is in his court now. And the question becomes, if he does veto it, will the Republicans have enough to override that veto? And it's not clear at this point that they do.
Michael, there's been, as you well know, a lot of debate about the potential environmental impact of the Keystone Pipeline and also the economic impact. Give us a thumbnail sketch of the impact in both cases, economic and environmental.
Both of them are sort of out of proportion with how big of a political football this has become, really. Economically, the project will take about 1 to 2 years and create about 42,000 jobs to actually build the pipeline. Once it's built, the number of jobs created to actually run the pipeline will shrink dramatically to just a few dozen. Environmentally, the big issue is that this oil from tar sands in Alberta releases more carbon into the atmosphere. Basically, the production process causes a lot of requires a lot of fuel to produce it. So, you know, environmentalists object to the extra carbon that's created from producing the fuel, as well as there's extra carbon created once it's refined into gasoline too. And there's also obviously the worry of the pipeline leaking, causing a spill in some of the areas it runs through, or and even just the destruction of the forest and wildlands that it runs through are all sort of lumped in together with the environmental objections to it.
And by the way, who would pay in the event of any leak?
Well, the TransCanada is the owner and operator of the pipeline, so it would most likely be them.
Okay, thank you. Michael Regan of Bloomberg News, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thank you.